Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. To start us off, American Horror Story star Sarah Paulson shares her opinion on the nepotism debate in the industry. Many people believe that it's unfair that children of celebrities don't have to work hard to get jobs and instantly have a career in the field because of their parents. Paulson disagrees and uses her co-star in the play Appropriate, Ella Beattie, as an example. Beattie is the child of Oscar winners Annette Bening and Warren Beattie. However, Paulson feels that this has nothing to do with her success. She talks about how talented she is on her own and how acting is more than just who raises you. Other cast members such as Michael Esper and Corey Stoll also feel incredibly impressed by Beattie's work. Appropriate is running until June 23rd, and people are eager to see these brilliant performers on stage. Up next, Brittany Cartwright addresses the rumors about her recent breakup with Jax Taylor. The couple divorced in February after 4 years of marriage, and many people believe that this was merely a publicity stunt to promote the two's new Bravo series, The Valley. Here's what Cartwright has to say.
It was so hurtful for me because I feel like I've always shown my true character, and I feel like, why would anybody think I would do that, especially with my son, you know? Like, I would never put him through that for no reason, for a fake stunt. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That was Brittany Cartwright on Watch What Happens Live. She also goes into detail about the final fight that triggered the breakup. According to Cartwright, her ex-husband woke up angry at her for going out with her friend Kristen the night before. He then made up a story in his head about what could have happened that night, which led to them fighting. However, this wasn't the only incident. This was just the breaking point. She talks about how their marriage had become a full-blown battleground by the end, where they fought over every little thing. According to Cartwright, the two of them are far happier now that they're separated, which is all that matters. Lastly, a fifth Matrix movie is in the works. Fans of the original franchise are thrilled to hear that the film's original co-writer and co-director Lana Wachowski is working on a fifth installment as executive producer. According to a press release from Warner Bros. On Wednesday, April 3rd, Oscar-nominated screenwriter Drew Goddard will be writing and directing the film alongside Sarah Isberg. Goddard came to the studio with an idea to continue the Matrix story that honors Lana and Lily Wachowski's work while also providing a new perspective based on his love for the movies. So I guess I only have one question. Do you believe in fate? That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.